Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Osama Bin Laden I Know, An Oral History of Al-Qaeda's Leader, by Peter L. Bergen, narrated by George Guidel and directed by Lynn Flanagan. This book is copyrighted 2006 by Peter L. Bergen. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with a quote from the Prophet Muhammad. The ink of the scholar is worth more than the blood of a martyr. And now, The Osama Bin Laden I Know.
Introduction. Osama bin Laden first registered as a substantial threat within the U.S. government in January 1996, when a specialized bin Laden unit was established at the CIA, the first time such a unit focusing on a particular individual had been set up within the agency. A year later, bin Laden gave his first television interview declaring war on the United States on CNN. Rarely have our enemies warned us so publicly of their intentions. Imagine for a minute that starting in 1937, the Japanese High Command repeatedly publicized its goal of attacking the United States. Surely, the U.S. Navy would have been more prepared for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Within 4 years of bin Laden's interview on CNN, Al-Qaeda had carried out the bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa, an attack on the USS Cole in Yemen, and the 9/11 attacks, inflicting more direct damage on the U.S. than the Soviet Union had done during the 5 decades of the Cold War. To a large degree, this exponentially increasing campaign of violence was the result of one man's vision, Osama bin Laden. Just as an account of Nazism and its impact on Europe would be nonsensical without reference to the persona and worldview of Hitler, or a history of France after the Revolution of 1789 would make no sense without an understanding of Napoleon's goals and personality, so too our understanding of Al-Qaeda and the ideology it has spawned would be incoherent without reference to Osama bin Laden's personal story and his view of the world. Despite bin Laden's importance to the Al-Qaeda organization and to the larger ideological movement it has spawned, the conventional wisdom now is that tracking bin Laden down won't make much of a difference to the larger war on terrorism anyway. At a March 2002 press conference, President Bush referred to bin Laden as a person who's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?